late with Dougie. Waking up 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 late with Dougie.
Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Spring, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Get on the dance floor, everybody.
Forget peace and love. Let's all kill each other and argue about politics. How about that? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Right?
Yeah.
Just face it. You got to pick a side. The Civil War starts. Forget about the nuclear war. Before the nuclear war will become the Civil War.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to pick a side one way or the other. I mean, in a general sense.
I'm waiting for the robot war.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Terminator style.
Well, that's what the robots need. Artificial intelligence. Elon Musk already said. He already said, beware of artificial intelligence.
Dude, it's getting really smart. They had this thing on Google that taught itself how to
their
run,
own language,
how to run, how to walk, had its own language. They had to shut it down.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
It was crazy.
It is nuts.
So now, I'm waiting for the robot war.
Yeah.
Because think about it. The digital war is bigger than anything because everyone's information is stored digitally now.
Right.
So once hackers in the
like when it comes to artificial intelligence, that world already has an image of us. They have enough photos to go by.
Oh my God!
They go to your Facebook page. You could put together a robe. You could put like a cartoon of you.
Mm-hmm. I have artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
that's right. I really do. I'm serious. Well, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
You had already admitted. You had already admitted that you cheated in school.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, I told you if we do this comedy show, I've already decided how I'm going to open up. Do you know what's going on, man?
Tell me what's going on. Welcome to the show, Peter Leonard.
Thank you. I was with David and Peter Leonard.
I'm full of hate. I'm sorry. I'm just angry.
You are, man.
Right now.
By the way,
everybody's mad. Everybody's just pissed at everybody. And
you said we have to pick a side. I wanted to ask you. There's four sides to everything. There's the left side, the right side,
okay,
the front and the back. I want to take your back. Okay, I want to be right behind you because A, you're big, B, you have guns.
Yeah.
So I'm coming here, and that's the side I'm on. I'm on Almeida's side. So whichever side you're on, buddy, I'm right behind you.
I don't
the weapons.
I don't remember.
Right? Perfect shield.
I don't remember if I mentioned it on the show or not, but I used to work for a security organization, the private security.
NATO.
Personal protection.
Oh, really?
They reached out and said, do you want to get some time in?
You are kidding me.
Yeah.
So, have they seen you lately, though?
I know. Oh, I'm going to send you a before and after photo.
This one looks like I ate Dougie Almeida. Anyway.
Where's your slimmer brother?
I do want to talk to you about all the weapons. Well, let's not talk about it because the people are watching. And, you know, I will guarantee you that gun sales go up.
Yeah,
tremendously. Yeah. After this week, there's no question about it. My friends own, you know, Gun World.
Hey, you know what?
Deerfield.
Listen,
I'm just gonna go fucking through the roof over there.
I why not? Let's thin the herd. You know, and yeah. Listen, I mentioned this. It was a controversial Facebook post I had this week when I said whether you're an anti-protester or a protester, whatever, which way or not, you're being drawn by hatred.
Hatred.
You know, you could say you're hating hate. You could say you're hating everything that stands about the some hoople heads that want to keep a few statues in the park. You know, that's fine. Nobody likes that at all. Nobody digs that. Nobody digs that.
Escalate.
You know? But why, you know, I'm not going to risk my life. You know, going up against some fucking Nazi going, "Hey man, you got it all wrong." Why am I going to waste my time with this idiot? So, Peter,
here today. No, but you're right, man.
No, I'm not. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm going because you're because this is 1966 all over again. This is what this country's
become. Ugly,
man. Right, and you know what? This didn't happen before this other guy was president.
It doesn't matter to me. Society's been at this point. It doesn't matter. Society feels what it is. It's the old. It is what it is. You don't need to ask yourself. How's it feel? It feels ugly.
It does.
You know, like I said. You know, I just deleted a Facebook post. I'm in a fortunate situation that I witnessed. I see two people arguing, and one guy's getting all tough and fucking internet rowdy. And I'm like, I went to message the guy, say, hey, dude, I don't know if you know what the fuck you're dealing with. You know, you don't want a fucking horse head to show up at your door.
It's like beer goggles.
Why are you going to argue about this shit?
It's, you know what, it's the this Facebook thing, it's like you're constantly wearing beer goggles because, you know, and people have their, a lot of morons have their address listed under their personal information. So some crazy bastard can actually look you up, and if not on, on Facebook, they'll find you and wait outside your door with a baseball bat and just hit you in the head. Am I right or wrong?
There's crazy people out there, man.
This, you know.
I don't know. It just feels right. It just feels it's disturbing. The only good news that we can say is that it seems that Kim Jong Un, you know, flinched.
Right. He got a haircut?
I don't know. Yeah, he tripped. Going to get the cupcake.
Really?
I don't know. It just seems that that part of the sanctity of our life, you know, and whether we have it tomorrow or not.
Doesn't he look like the guy from Gangnam Style?
Yeah,
I keep saying somebody should put his face on that Gangnam Style guy and
make him dance around.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny as fuck? Because he looks exactly like that kid, man. It's just, it's craziness.
It would be nice if he did.
Yeah, he's not a nice person. Now, where's Dennis Rodman been? By the way, has he been?
I don't even know.
I haven't heard anything about him.
He doesn't have any influence.
Yeah. He's done there, right?
Yeah, he's lost his.
You too tall. You leave. Get out. You keep banging your head.
You keep breaking all our ceiling fans. Yeah.
Wow, Rodman.
I don't know.
I don't know what he was doing there, man.
Yeah, I don't know if he knew what he was
running
doing
basketball clinics or some shit.
I think.
Yeah,
that remember all that all that emotional shit? Like, you know, it was a lot of emotional shit where he's like crying because he was trying to explain. But meanwhile, he looks like he's all fucked up.
All he wanted was a sandwich. Yeah. You know,
I think the last time
I just wanted a sandwich in Korea.
I think I read one time the last time they brought like the old NBA guys,
mm-hmm.
and this was, it wasn't even those guys. It was like their cousins,
right?
Like the NBA. Well, I know this ain't Larry Bird, but uh-huh. it's a guy that used to, you know, do his laundry,
right? Hey, congratulations to Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah,
did he beat the record?
He hit his 43rd home run last night.
Yeah,
beating the record formerly set by Gary Sheffield.
He's a beast.
Beast.
He really is. Sheffield was a beast.
Yeah, Sheffield was an actual beast. And that, you know what? And that park was very hard to hit a home run in, by the way.
In the old the Hard Rock Stadium now.
Oh, my God. You know, it's...
That's the worst place to go watch a baseball game.
Holy cow.
Everybody talk about chiropractic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people, when you go watch a baseball game, which is now the Hard Rock Stadium, you better have a chiropractor.
Right. You're sitting the same way, facing the outfield and looking at home plate. Yeah. You know, and you by the end of the third inning, you got to ask somebody on the other side, can I switch seats with you? You run back and forth between the first base and third base line. It's insane.
Yeah.
I went to the World Series. You're right. I had to go to a chiropractor.
It's terrible.
It sucked. And it was hard to get home.
Hey, the Dolphins are back. I don't, everybody's talking about Jay Cutler. I mean.
I'd rather have Jay Fiedler. Bring
right
back
now.
Jay Fiedler. Right.
Right.
I swear to God, right now, as bad as he is, we're friends, man. I love Jay.
He's gotten fat, yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you.
You know, a lot of times that happens to athletes, you know, after it's all said and done, it's like, all right, that's enough.
But do you want to hear a great story, man?
That was my story, at least.
2 years ago, we did a thing for cancer, breast cancer, a softball game with Sid Rosenberg and shit, one of the radio stations. And Jay came out to play softball with us. And not only he's just a great, I've known him for years, and he's just a great guy. He has gained some weight. I'll show you his paunchy, but... Right after the game, it was funny because there were two kids there. They had to be like 11, 12, 13. And they were playing football. They were just throwing a football back and forth together. So Jay said, hey, toss the ball over. And here's this fat Jew. And they don't know who he is because he's left the league 10 years ago. So he tells the one kid, hey, you guard him. Go out for a pass. So the kid runs. He goes, no, keep running. He goes, no, keep running. And he threw a perfect spiral, I swear to God, like 40, 50 yards down into the skin. And the kids were like, just freaking.
Wow.
And then the kid's father said that, you know, that's Jafe. He used to play for the Dolphins. He was the last winning last winning quarterback that the Dolphins had, except for the Pennington, the land, another
former
New York
Jet.
Jet, right. So, but, and what a nice guy, man. He's just, he's so funny, though, man. He's just, he's gotten a little heavy. I'll show you his picture.
So, anyway.
He threw the ball, dude, and this was like it was nothing.
By the way, to our Facebook Live audience, Larry Thompson, yeah, that was the guy, because he asked earlier about it. We, you know, again, we're on football and stuff.
Right.
But I deleted that post. Did I tell you?
Good.
Yeah, we took it. Good for you.
Good for you. Delete that post.
Pussy.
You know, I don't. And, all right, let's talk. Here's the thing. You talk about.
See, I don't post shit like that.
Well, because it's like, to me, it's funny. Yeah, he's a big dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what.
Peter has a lot of pictures of him and famous people.
You know,
like, you know, that's a.
Well, I used to work at good radio stations. I used to meet real people.
Well, this isn't even a radio
not
station.
Not you, but I'm saying where I work now. You know, yeah. It's JVC Broadcasting. Hey, we're changing formats tomorrow.
I don't care.
All oldies.
I don't give a fuck.
All oldies.
All right? This is not the point.
I'm happy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the way, tonight on America's Got Talent, Florida comic, now in L.A., Preacher Lawson will be on there.
Nice.
So you got to go. You got to watch that for anybody in the Florida comedy scene.
Yeah, he's killing it.
You know, he's fucking headline.
So
listen,
awesome.
You know, the funny thing is, he posted today on Facebook too about people that are saying you ain't. You know what I mean? You're gonna take that shit. You know, you get that big, you're gonna have critics, you're gonna have haters, and all
of
these fucking assholes nowadays.
Well, first of all, the guy could. All he's got to do now, it doesn't matter. He could do nothing, not win, not do anything, but his credits will say, from America's Got Talent.
Yeah, of course.
So, boom, right then and there, you're getting booked. You could be, you could crap out the first, what was that boy band, that guy who was here the first, that couple of weeks ago? Five Alive?
Five Alive?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Same thing with them. Now these guys can
build
themselves.
Are you getting hit on they're anymore now from looking like that guy?
Are people looking to get booked, to book that band, do you think?
I don't know, probably.
I'll bet they are. I'll bet people are seeking that band out, saying, wow, these guys might have something, man. Yeah,
dude, they're awesome.
I thought they were great, man.
Yeah, they were awesome.
You know what? And I was never that boy.
You're not
band
a boy band guy.
No, I was a fucking rocker band.
Man,
I'd be a boy band.
Here's an interesting story.
What?
a local comic today. Talk about posted and deleting posts. Everybody all right? Anybody need a fucking sandwich?
Was that you, dude? Was that your stomach?
Yeah.
You've been eating lately, dude? You look a little thin, by the way.
Yeah. All right, let's not worry about his
No,
his
he looks
nutrition.
A little thin. I just don't want him to be sick. I don't want
I know. Okay. I know.
I don't want to be that.
Anything
you know?
Else you're worried about?
I've been eating, trust me.
Mm.
Good.
I just told you, I had a beautiful dinner last night.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
go ahead.
Well, so anyway, watch Preacher Lawson tonight and watch the show. By the way, Wednesday night, Wise Guys Comedy Show. Let's talk about Florida comics. Cisco will be co-headlining along with Jarvis.
Cisco
Magnus
the company?
Jackson. Francisco Duran opens for Mencia, local
Cisco,
Florida guy.
The trucks all over.
He'll be at Tavolino's this week,
awesome.
Along with local comic. I'm sitting here because I'm.
who's the
improv guy? Works a lot at the improv. The host,
Andy Randy Singer.
Randy Singer. No. You know him, Trey Maddox.
Trey,
a funny cop. They'll
liver
all be there Wednesday night.
That's gonna be a great show.
Did you go to that Liver Kick show the other night?
That's gonna be.
I was there on the at the Alligator Alley.
Yeah, yeah. How was that place?
No,
I don't.
Tomorrow night is Trey and Cisco.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fucking great show.
Yeah,
man.
And comic out of Orlando, Magnus Jackson. Funny guy. So, and I'll
be
honest
too. I wear his condoms.
Yeah, you wish. Over your head when you robbed the fucking Radio Shack because you ran out of plugs.
That's an excellent one. So tomorrow night that's a good show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was at Alligator. You know, it was interesting. There was a light crowd, and even Carl Garrow was there. Longtime comic was there. Carl went there to do some, try to work on some new material.
He's light.
And he is a fun guy. And, there's only a few people.
I love Carl Garrow.
Yeah.
When I got up there, I just worked on my new shit. Went through a rhythm of what I try to. You know, there's a few people. It was, you know, and then like right after I go up, and I think halfway through Carl's set, the owner decides, since there's 15 comics outside smoking.
Yeah.
If you guys want to smoke inside, come in. We're not serving food. And then all of a sudden, the place filled up, and it became a show. I was like, great,
right.
You know.
Right.
you know, that is crazy. You know, if you're not serving food and people want to smoke and have to, and there's five people inside, 15 outside, and they're smoking, fuck it, you smoke. You know, I personally don't like smoking.
There's a weird attitude in that. But like, I don't know if this guy owns a place or not.
Who is it? What's
there's somebody who's in there with like a bottle. Like they had like their own little Gatorade bottle. Wow. You know, and the guy walked up to him and says, "Dude, it's illegal for you to have, you know, a bottle of your own shit here in my club." And he goes, "All right." He took it and the guy fucking threw it in the garbage can. And he missed. He fucking banging the thing went flying. So he was like, "What's going on over here?" And the other guy got real tense. He stood up and was like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "All right, you know." Again, there's so much hatred going around. All I need now is somebody to get mad and pull out a fucking gun and miss him.
Right, and hit the Gatorade bottle.
You don't want to fuck up a good Gatorade bottle.
No. And did it on purpose. Watch, throw the Gatorade bottle up in the air. Watch this. Now, that would have been funny. Give me that bottle. And he just tosses it and shoots it.
Hey, let's have a little skeet shooting in the middle of an open mic.
Right, with your Gatorade bottle. What a piece of shit.
So,
I hate people. Let's talk to them for a while.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
And my sister-in-law, Brooke, is there watching you.
Hey, Brooke. Hi, Brooke.
It's not Brooke. Stop being like a Brooke.
I need a haircut, by the way. I got to call your wife, man. My hair grows way too fast. I don't know what she does to my... She puts some fucking fertilizer in my hair.
Yeah, she shits in your head.
I swear to God. By the way...
She wipes her ass.
Are you aware that there is a product on the market that just came out, and women are paying $4,995. Look this up for something from a company called Matisse. I think it's M-A-T-I-S. It's a French company, and it's a face cream that's basically made out of cat feces.
Really?
So what they do, they take this Asian berry, okay, that is supposed to be this very healthy freaking berry, and cats love to eat it. However, when they eat it, they don't digest it.
Right.
When they don't digest it, it's
so like... monkey shit coffee. It's
exactly,
the same premise.
Exactly. Thank you. So, and what they... And so what happens
so
is...
So what's next? What's next?
It's a Lopi Luwak. Kopi Luwak.
Thank you.
Anti-pollution braining oxygen treatment. And it's
I've been throwing away thousands of dollars every morning. Every morning I'm tossing.
Well,
I would have loved to have smeared some shit on my ex-wife's face to see if it worked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honey, I need
some cat. Honey, come here a second.
Honey,
I just gave the cat some berries last night. I want to see.
Honey, I need a test subject.
Come here a second. Yeah. You don't smell well. You know,
it comes with an applicator, my hand.
Right.
Well, listen. Well, that makes you think.
Is that the craziest thing ever?
I know you don't ever see the promotions I put out for the show, but I put the meme out. We had a show yesterday, and one of the stories we had yesterday was this guy who won the national championship for kelp eating, an African gentleman. And so I posted the guy, you know, after watching the Wake Up Late with Dougie show and after eating 22 fucking cups of 16-ounce things of kelp. Yeah, I'm going to shit a fucking Whole Foods location.
Right, exactly. That's funny. Right.
So you didn't see that. That was
That's
a promotion.
That's very funny, man.
But think about that. Think about the concept. You give a monkey a certain thing.
Right.
And then it's the greatest coffee in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now you give a cat berries.
This is crazy.
And now you get like a complexion like a goddess.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, what's next?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we should feed, you know, like lions coconuts.
Something. You don't know what goes on. Somebody's digestive.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I'm eating everything now and testing it. Yeah. I really am.
See what kind of reaction?
Yes. I swear to God.
Well, if anyone wants to get any of this cream, it's called Hermetisse.
How much is it?
Like Hermetisse.
$49.95.
$5,000.
$49.95.
It's a $5,000 anti-aging skin regimen.
And the guy in marketing, $4,995.
It uses feline excrement as the secret ingredient to fight wrinkles.
And it's no secret anymore.
Yeah.
No. It's a luxury skincare brand.
You know, some guy's going, they're buying it.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, he's drinking champagne.
Meanwhile, all it is Preparation H.
Right. He's snorting blow, and he's on a fucking.
They put a little scent in Preparation H. That's a thing. Like,
isn't that funny, bro.
One of the fan, like the Asian fan, my wife's family. You know, there was I was walking. This person was, and they actually showed that's what they do. They take Preparation H and you put a little bit on your and you put it around your eyes.
Yeah, it shrinks your skin.
Yeah,
it makes the bags go away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I use it on my penis to get the wrinkles out.
Yeah. Too many wrinkles.
Yeah.
Rip Van Wrinkle.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call like Coke Dick. He used to say, I got Rip Van Wrinkle.
Rip Van Winkle.
It looks like a button.
Rip Van Wrinkle.
any rate, So we're talking about open mics. I was talking about, you know, the comedy scene. So the comic posted a question about open mics, about, and I'm not going to mention the club. So, because it doesn't matter. So
the club. Randy Singer's
joint? No, I'm just saying, so, you know, it's just an interesting print. Like, I'm thinking about this. Listen, I'm going to be, I don't have to, I'm not going to be biased in the way I think about a business decision. So as an open micer, the question was basically asked, like, would you pay, you know, is it fair to pay for when you go to an open mic?
Yeah.
That's my first part. My response, yeah, you got to pay your dues one way or the other.
Sure,
stage
man.
Time is stage time.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's going to provide you an audience, be blessed with the opportunity. And, you know, would I pay $5 in lieu of having to bring five fucking people? Of course I would.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to drag.
I don't. You know what I mean? So I would like, yeah. But then the question is, if the club charges patrons to come,
mm-hmm.
you know, is that fair?
So what?
I think it's fair. Totally.
It's $5.
It's covering I look at it as a business guy. It's covering the risk of having the doors open and having the staff.
Right.
Right? Like, you're on the hook for fucking paying for the place.
Right.
You know, if four people show up because none of these douchebags. And, you know, I'm going to make this suggestion
mm-hmm.
because I've been going to some open mics and, you know, and sometimes the club, the people, the venues are getting a little concerned if three or four comics go up and they do, you know, ass eating jokes.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm telling you, listen, I don't do whatever material you want to be, but choose your venue. If you're in a sports bar, right, and there's a bunch of people watching TV and shit, God bless you. Fire away, you know? But if you're in a nice venue...
I don't know if you want to be doing that either at a sports bar. People are eating.
I'm just saying.
And you're going to be talking about eating ass? Like, literally?
Well, just, you know, just as an example.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? It's like... Listen, if you're working on a dirty act, fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the problem is now two or three people are doing... You know what I mean? You know, you want a crowd to be... You know, and there's nothing more frustrating, especially when you're at an open mic and you're just waiting to go up.
Right.
And there's a decent crowd, and then they're kind of like, "Eh." You kind of see it in their faces at times. They're like, "How much more of this are we going to take?"
Right.
You know, and then you're hoping, and somebody goes up and does good. And you're like, "Oh, it's turning into a show again." You know what
Thank
I mean?
God.
So I'm going, and I'm work. All I'm doing is dedicated. Like Carl Gare was at Alligator Alley, and he says, "Dude, you went up and just did all your new shit." I said, "Of course."
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit here and waste my time in front of five people working on shit I know works.
Right.
Right.
And then it probably won't work because the shit.
And what was he doing?
Somebody's
he doing
throwing
new
Gatorade
material?
Bottles around.
Was he doing new material too?
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually told a joke that I heard Rich Voss tell. So I
did you
let
tell
him
that?
Know. Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's a catapult joke when it comes to Mexicans.
So did he throw it out?
He's not. He catapulted it.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do with it, but Carl's a gentleman.
He changed
I'm sure
it
he
to a black guy.
I think he's a little more. You know. I'll give Carl do. I'm sure he'll do what's appropriate.
Hey, you know what? We were talking about that thing before about this. We possibly might be doing this private event for some school teachers. So, Doug, you know what I'm going to do? I came up with a great idea.
Right.
I'm going to write little jokes, my jokes on little pieces of paper, and like put one in my socks, put one under my collar, put one in my under my wristwatch.
Like a cheat sheet.
Yeah, like a cheat sheet, and go, "Hey, look!" And it pulls. So this guy was walking down, because, hey, I couldn't do it in school. I got away with it. Here I can. You
put
know?
One on the back of your coffee mug.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny as shit? And just, you know, and put these little.
No, that's a great idea.
Isn't that funny?
And, like all of a sudden,
and chewing gum. By the way, and chewing like a big wad of gum. I blow a big bubble and then go, "Oh, damn it, I forgot where I was." Put it on my nose and do the act with the bubble gum.
Yeah,
on
I don't know
nose.
If I'd do that.
That's pretty funny.
No, that would be stupid.
I like that.
Do it.
No, teach us
a character.
Yeah. I like the mouthful of bubble gum.
Right.
And then like you got go. now you're trying to find a place to put it.
Right.
Like you walk around and like, oh,
right. Can I borrow your seat?
Ma'am, do you have a tissue? You know what I mean?
Now just stick it under somebody's seat.
Yeah. Hey.
That'd be funny.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, if there's a stool up there, go ahead and stick it under the stool.
Right. Yeah, there you go. I'll bring a stool.
Well, they need to provide one.
And I'm going to bring some catch.
Now, you know, listen, I haven't heard back yet from the establishment.
No, I talked to Danny today. We're waiting.
Mm.
He's all over it, man. All over the
I didn't want to, you know.
No. I talk to him every day, bro. We are like this.
We need to hold that act.
Yeah, I know. I told him that. Yeah. I'll show you the email. I sent
all right.
It.
Good.
I said that we're in danger of losing the guy. You know, somebody might book him. That's exactly. It's so funny right. You said that. I'll show you the email during the break. Other,
and I'm trying. That's why I'm trying to set up B plan B and C.
Right. B and C.
Right.
Yeah. Peter Fogle and who else? And Randy Singer.
No.
Oh, Randy Singer opening for Peter Fogle.
I got Randy Singer open for. I'm going to offer an olive branch.
Yeah,
That's how I'm going to offer an olive branch
right.
to Randy Singer in the Black Box.
$25 to open.
I'm going
to
offer. Yeah, I'm going to pay him on his standard. I'm going to pay him 25 and Peter fucking 100.
Right.
And I'm going to take the other 800 bucks. Right. That's the way you do business here.
That's
in South
true,
Florida.
Man.
Anyway, that's this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, is he here?
And, of course, Elgin David.
As always.
And we're going to come back. We're going to have Straight from the Headlines. We got some stories.
Yeah, do we today?
Good.
I didn't really have time.
Well, you're such a busy guy. Busy you know, hating people.
Netflix. You know, Netflix is showing signs of weakening. So
you're really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The stock, ever since Walt Disney said,
no way.
We're going to take our content off.
They did. They took all their shit off.
Did
they? They kept the Marvel, though. A lot of people don't know this, but the Marvel is still on there. But basically, the Disney is no longer on. And now what Netflix did is they took somebody from the Disney arena when it came to what they need for content.
Right. They stole it.
Right.
It's like playing chess with these people, man. We'll take Disney to block. We'll take.
You know.
Oh, what's with your boy Ric Flair? We got to talk about that.
Yeah,
he's in a coma,
we
right?
have to talk about that.
Yeah, we come back. We'll be right back with more of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show
right
after these words.
Yeah. Isn't that great? And I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He keeps thinking he's on his fucking show.
Never mind.
Peter doesn't know. I should just call it. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show with Peter Leonard, co-hosted by Dougie Almeida.
And sometimes Elgin's
And Elgin's peeps in every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. The Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
Them.
He always says make fun of it.
Them.
No, each story is it.
When you talk about stories, make fun of them.
What are you, like, trying to be John Levine now?
No, it's the plural of them. That's like your fucking twins.
You're talking about teachers. You're into this teacher gig so much, all of a sudden you're turning into a teacher.
I'm becoming very didactic, aren't I?
Didactic.
Aren't I becoming very Teutonic?
Sure. Maybe bipolar.
that's not new, pal. That's not new.
Nothing I love better when you watch people that are supposed to be in a position of professionalism.
Okay.
Get into it on TV.
Ooh.
Who's that?
There was a. This is on. Let's see where this is. This is on CNN, and I guess there's one guy who is basically talking about what happened, right?
What happened?
And there's this woman. Her name is Simone Sanders. Mm-hmm. So I've seen her on there before. Very well spoken. Very strong woman. Mm-hmm. Black woman. Mm-hmm. And this poor guy, he loses it. You got to see if we can.
Oh, we're going to have the sound bite.
Agent Ali, are you really going to dismiss this as though this is not bigger and more serious than just Charlottesville? Charlottesville is an egregious symptom of what is wrong with parts of all over America. I'm not jumping to conclusions, sir. I'm being factual. Yeah. And you are dismissing it. And, you know, perhaps if. You would actually speak to the heart of these things. We could get
Ken,
to the
hold
bottom
on a second.
Of
Simone, let's get a point of clarity.
Wait. Oh, fuck.
What was that all about?
Perhaps if you would actually speak to the heart of these things, we could
get
to the
hold on a second. Simone, let's get.
No, I love the guy.
No. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
I got more. This is funny.
Oh, okay.
Now,
point of clarification. Ken, what are you disagreeing with exactly? Simone's argument
apparently
is basically that, you know what white supremacists are about. You know what Robert E. Lee evokes. That's what they used for the basis for coming together. What is your point of disagreement exactly?
Right. Well, my point of disagreement is that that was an excuse to bring these groups together. The local blogger who got the permit to protest the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue then blew this up. That was an excuse. Look at the how they got the permit. And can I finish, Simone? Will you just shut up for a minute and let me finish?
Pardon me, sir. You didn't tell me to shut up on national television.
You didn't.
I sure did.
Wow.
Now she's very great. Like she's into, you know.
But he told her to shut up.
Yeah, that's ba-boom. You're a fucking idiot. He just lost it. He just lost it.
Think they'll fire him?
I don't think that guy will ever be on camera again.
Do you not think so? Or will he be hired immediately somewhere else?
No. Yeah, maybe on some internet station.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
In some internet news station.
Hold on.
Under no circumstances
all
do you get to speak to me in that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You should exhibit some decorum.
Mm-hmm.
Decorum. What if she was white?
Both of you stop for a second. Simone, hold on a second. You need a reset.
You need a reset, everybody.
You don't want to use language like that when you're talking to Simone. You can disagree.
Not talking to me. I love it.
Not talking to me, sister. You're not.
Beautiful.
Motherfucker.
You got to pull it up. It's great. It's you guys on
you
Facebook
honky
Live.
Motherfucker.
She open up another
that.
Window.
She did say honky motherfucker, dude.
She said that?
She did.
Why don't you pay attention?
She didn't say that.
Put that fucking phone down.
She didn't say
let
that.
Me go back to the bit. Let me go back to the tape.
She said, you honky motherfucker.
Put that, no, she did not
fake.
Say that.
She said, ofay honky motherfucker.
Hey, just because this is a story about CNN, don't be talking about fake news.
Well, CNN. No, especially with CNN, the U and the T.
It was just like... That's the thing. People are losing it.
Yeah, they're nuts.
People are losing it. And, you know, again, on Facebook Live, you guys can see it, but you got to pull the story up.
Angry.
Play
that. You know, we should do play that Elvis Costello. I'm not angry.
Yeah, I'm not angry.
Whole, I'm not angry.
But this guy told her to shut up.
Oof. Shit.
That's kind of like the equivalent when you tell your you call your wife a bitch.
Well, yeah, the bitch with the C, yeah.
Well, that's even worse. He didn't say shut the fuck up.
No.
Yeah, if you drop the C word on your wife.
It's a big problem.
You're on TV and you're sitting there, you know.
Yeah.
You're bad. You're gonna be. You'd have to. You'd almost have to drop the N word there. To be as bad, right?
Neighbor.
Yeah. Not me. Yeah, you're right. People are losing it, man. I'm just telling you.
It's crazy.
By the way, with this big eclipse now, you know the big eclipse is coming.
Yeah, that thing's cool. I want to see it.
What's that? A car? New car?
Yeah, it's a Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Wow.
It's coming.
That's what's to look at them, I hear.
Somebody bought that piece of shit.
What?
Those cars were cool.
They were pieces of crap.
They were pretty awesome.
They might as well have been Pontiacs.
Yeah.
Anybody, you know, Pontiac, how good's a Pontiac? Well, you seen any around? You know, I actually saw, what was that, the mid-engine car they had? It was like the MR2, the Fiero.
Oh, God.
Remember the Pontiac Fiero?
You saw one?
Wow. I saw one.
Was it on fire?
I think it was like a few months ago when I was somewhere in Detroit or somewhere driving through that part of the country.
Well, it had to be Detroit.
Yeah, and I go, I can't believe I see a fucking Pontiac Fiero on the
highway.
What's
the population looked like downtown Detroit?
I didn't stop in Detroit. No. I kept driving, and I think I was heading. I fly to Detroit, and then I go to places in Michigan and stuff like that.
A lot of blacks are moving to Detroit now, by the way.
You mean now? I thought it was a big populace.
No, they hear there's no jobs there. So,
Peter, what does that mean even mean?
What is that? What is that?
With everything going on, you would say something so
well,
fucking...
Well, it makes
no sense.
Because of hatred. It's so stupid.
Come on.
Now, listen, so what happened?
Can I get you a fucking shovel, Peter?
Shut up.
Can I get you a fucking shovel?
You saw
Fiero. All right, so South Carolina warned citizens of lizard man sightings during the solar eclipse.
What?
Now...
Lizard man?
Yeah. Now, people say, really?
He's looking for sunglasses.
The South Carolina Emergency Management Division, so this is serious.
Holy cow.
Is warning citizens in several of its counties to be vigilant of a paranormal activity associated with the upcoming total solar eclipse. Considering that the eclipse is a space event, you might think there was a warning simply amusing or alert or something about UFOs. No, it's really about this guy who's, they call him Lizard Man.
He's dead, first of all.
I'm telling you, they got King. This fucking, it's like that the pig was... guy in Seinfeld, the pig boy.
Yeah.
They got a lizard man in South Carolina. I've heard of this shit. That's when I pulled the story up. I go, you know.
It was Jim Morrison and the Doors. The lizard.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. There's a real lizard man. Is there pictures?
My friend.
He was the lizard.
They don't
King.
Have the guy. He's like elusive. He's not like get a picture of Bigfoot
like
on
Yeti.
Facebook.
So they're hoping that he's going to come out during the eclipse or something?
Well, they say there's sightings of a solar eclipse. This guy shows up, the lizard guy.
Oh, boy.
I might sound like an April Fool joke, but the that organization, South Carolina Emergency Management System, SEMDM, warning is apparently completely legitimate. South Carolina has a history of lizard man sightings.
What?
The agency tweeted out a handy map of where lizard man has been spotted in the past.
Well, guess what? We're making a fortune, guys. We're going up there.
Gonna catch him?
A truck of iguanarid. We're going to sell all that shit.
Let's catch the lizard man. So
iguanarid.
We're going to feed. You
know,
we'll
hey, get your iguanarid in.
Hey, you know what we'll do? We'll feed the fucking lizard guy all the mangoes from our tree.
There you go. And have him shit it and rub it on your face.
No, you rub it on your cock and then it gets big and, you know.
No, I thought it would be like this cat poop shit.
Oh, my God.
Wow, man.
What's up, Garlene Parker? Thanks. We're keeping on Facebook Live.
So then what happened?
The eclipse, which is slated to take place on August 21st, is sure to be an exciting event. And I think we should get a decent look at it, right?
Yeah, I think
you
we should get
not,
a good look at it.
You better not get a good look at it. Are you, do you fucking read the news?
What do you mean?
You
have to look at it.
No, if you buy these glasses.
Yes, you have to get the special glasses, and then you could stare.
By the way, all the schools are flipping out. They're keeping every kid inside that day. All the schools across, as the thing is moving across the country, because a lot of the parents...
Don't tell their kids not to look in the eclipse.
And you have one woman watching 15 kids. Your fiance is a school teacher.
Yes.
Is she going to be responsible for watching 15 kids out in a schoolyard?
Hey, let's go outside and not look up.
Yeah, exactly. Don't touch that stove. What happens?
No, of course they're going to have to.
Don't touch the stove. It's hot.
Yeah. Don't eat that.
Right. Exactly. Don't eat that berry and rub it on your face after you poop it. But I'll tell you what, man. What's going to happen is there's people that are going to go blind. And
you know,
I'm
going to
open up a retina specialist office.
Yeah, good luck with that,
city.
Peter.
Huh?
Good luck with that. Hey, here's a story.
Call 1-800-RETINA.
Sand caved in on a woman who died on Ocean City Beach.
But
she should have kept her legs closed.
Ocean City police are looking for information about a body that was found on the beach near 2nd Street.
You're so stupid.
What?
I know. It's like
there was a cave-in. I thought she didn't have her bathing suit.
People like. There's a GoFundMe site that has been created in memory of a Texas woman who died after being accidentally buried in the Ocean City sand.
How?
Ocean City police said Wednesday that Ashley O'Connor.
Ash.
That's the first problem.
Right.
Her name was Ash.
Right.
Who was found dead on the beach near 2nd Street.
Their name was Sandy.
That would have been better.
Right.
Oddly enough. Money Martin died accidentally, according to the department release. The Office of Chief Medical Examiner ruled the death to be an accident caused by asphyxia due to suffocation. All that fucking sand.
Asphyxia is suffocation, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, she was asphyxia.
Yeah. This guy's smart. He has a degree.
Right.
According to Lindsay Richard with Ocean City Police Department, the asphyxiation was due to sand. And O'Connor was found enclosing in her, where she then suffocated. Investigators are still trying to determine what happened. It would cause the hole to fall in.
Oh, she fell in a hole.
Oh, no.
Something we may never know.
Well, it's like a sinkhole, dude. There's fucking houses disappearing. There's cars disappearing. Like those sinkholes, they're all over, like up in mid
like on sand, like
Central
like a sinkhole. Let's say there's
and
a
sand maybe,
something
right?
carves out underneath, and all of a sudden this. You're sitting on this little patch of thing and it sucks it down.
We could fall into a sinkhole right now.
I know.
Shut
you
up.
You never know.
Don't fucking jinx us.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Quick,
put the sinkhole sound effects on, Dougie. Well, Sunday on my show, dude, we had pots and pans sound effects and all this cooking. We made like, I pretended we were making lobsters.
Well,
and like we had a lobster clamping. And it was so funny that the fucking general manager of the radio station called in and said, dude, what's wrong? What are you doing? You cooking up there? It sounded so real. It was perfect. It was so funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So not only you try to take over my show, then you tell us what happened on your
funny,
fucking show.
Because it was related. I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Okay.
That was a shameless plug.
It was.
Not really?
I didn't
he's
say,
such a fucking...
Hey, well,
you
know
what
news.
Happened
on
my show?
My show.
I
we
had
sound
effects. Yeah,
that was funny. Cause
it wasn't funny. It was funny to you.
But can you imagine if you're sitting on the beach.
No.
You're smoking a J. You finish a beer and all of a sudden, shoop.
You get sucked down.
Gone. But your boyfriend's on the blanket next to you.
Remember when you were a kid, you always worried about quicksand? Like in the movies, you'd see that shit about somebody falling in quicksand. So,
yeah.
Like we used to go like out here in Florida before everything was developed. We used to go hunting snakes and shit. We used to go and we were like, watch out for quicksand.
They had it here.
And yeah, we had it because there's people that get all of a sudden, you lost shoes. You would lose your fucking shoe.
Are
like,
you kidding me?
I mean,
me?
It would be thick enough. Like, there's a couple times where I was down to my fucking knee, and I had my left what? Leg out. Like, well, I was doing, like, I was doing really, a split.
He's a cute guy with
That's crazy. I've never seen quicksand in my life.
No, dude. It's like, but it's not like in the movies. It looks like, I mean, it's just like mud. It's like incredible. Like, and all of a sudden you go in.
What color is it?
It was just all dark.
Dirt. No. It's almost like dirt.
It's just mud. Like, picture, like, you know, it just looks like when you walk about to walk on it, it looks like it's just.
It doesn't look
black,
like
black, dark dirt, oh, and then you step, God. And your foot goes into your like your shin.
Oh,
but you know,
shit.
But you know immediately, so you don't take that second step.
Well, that's the problem. It depends on your pace. So you, then you so that's what happened. So the I started feeling it. So I lifted my leg up like a hurdle move, like kind of thing.
Uh huh.
So and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to leg don't put both legs straight. So then you know, so you got to at least get one leg out. So I had my leg out,
right,
and now I'm trying to fucking grab to the side. And
yeah, nobody with you?
Not eventually somebody came, but by that time it was a fight. Like for the first 20 seconds, I'm trying to pull my fucking right leg out, and as I was pulling my big leg and my leg up like chicken winged above it, right. Like, and now it's starting to dig down a little bit. I'm like, oh, fuck, and then I'm trying to wiggle and everything. And if
Gatto wasn't today, you'd be a goner.
Oh yeah, I'd be gone.
It'd be over.
So I lost my
wake up late with
I lost my fucking shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything came off my foot.
Damn.
Sock. No, absolutely, man.
Got to go home. Why? Doug lost his shoe.
It's bad stuff.
But, you know, you're worried about it. But that would happen. Sinkholes, all this kind of shit.
That's crazy.
What is the sink? What is the depth? Why? What are sinkholes, man?
Sinkhole is when, like, the surface just gets sucked in because underneath.
Of what?
Let's say, like, if a pipe bursts and it's eating away all of the dirt that's holding up your house.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it just falls in the hole. Same thing happens on the road.
There's like a layer of foundation that just dissipates through that, or like waters. You know, Florida has all these aquifers,
right?
So if they dry up, and then they start getting,
oh my god,
you know what I mean? They start all of a sudden So
I gotta move to higher ground, man.
That guy was in Tampa a few years ago. The guy was in his room and he died. Fell like over 90
yep.
feet.
I'm going to build a house on top of the garbage heap on Sample Road.
Yeah, that's a good
spot.
I'm
going to ask him if I can build a house right on top of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that'd be nasty.
Here's a natural thing, and I mentioned this.
Stacy.
I mentioned this not too long ago. I read about this story over a year ago, and I said, hey, we're talking about global warming and sea level rising.
Right.
And let's blame it on, of course,
global
warming. It is getting hotter. It's hot as fuck today in Florida.
By the way, we set a record for July in South Florida. Yep. Hottest July on record.
It was brutal. I mean, you know, it's not only hot, it's humid. Like, I was sweating. I went to my car from right the driveway.
Yeah.
You walk to the car. By the time you sit in the car, you're ready, like,
it's
hot as fuck.
It's insane.
I turned my car on. It was 103 degrees in my car when I turned the fucking thing on.
Imagine how hot it was for the woman in the trunk.
Yeah.
Study finds massive volcano range hidden in Antarctic's ice.
What?
One of the largest volcanic ranges on Earth.
What's a volcanic range?
Like a different just lines of volcanoes.
I already know where this is going. Oh my God.
And they couldn't see him because of all the layers of sheets of ice.
But now they're saying, like, if these volcanoes erupt, it's going to melt all that ice.
And a flood where an ark would be needed to survive.
Oh, my God.
A few new study claims to have found a huge expanse of volcanoes lurking beneath the ice in Antarctica. Scientists unearthed a total of 91 previously undiscovered volcanoes, some stretching up to 3,850 meters, which is about 12,600 feet.
Oh, my God.
In height. So,
you know how deep that has to start. You know, that's got to be way underneath. And now, how does something explode when it's underwater like that and froze? I don't get how something.
Well, that's the thing.
Ignite.
It could happen.
Erupt like that.
Well, it comes from the center of the Earth, and so I mean,
there's a fire core.
It could just
what's
explode.
In the center of the Earth, man?
What's in the center of the Earth?
Yeah,
hobbits. And elves.
Is there like a chewy,
my ancestors?
Is there a chewy center?
Elgin's family.
My family's there. My true ancestors are there.
I had a D in science, so I don't remember what the Earth's core is. Is it supposed to be like fire or something?
Isn't it like molten? Magma and rock.
Yeah, it's the center core is all like supposedly molten core.
I used to love that show, Magma.
And that's what people talk about, that core. If it becomes unstable, that can change, make the Earth kind of shimmy a little bit.
Yep.
And that's what causes major deluges of the ocean water to all of a sudden covering a whole continent just because of a little tilt in the fucking thing.
I'll never sleep tonight, man.
All
right. I'm so fucking scared right now. Even though I'll be eating Xanax like fucking Pez tonight.
I'm telling you guys, look at the fucking news. I'm telling you guys, we're about to have a civil war in this country.
I might have to kill myself.
You need to arm up. You need to protect your family. Make sure everything's set. And you know what? What I'm starting to learn is shut the fuck up.
And the North Koreans are coming here. That's for sure.
Well, they're already here. The massage parlors.
Yeah.
They just busted a bunch in Miami. It's always nerve-wracking when like a story comes on like that and your wife's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. You know her?
You glad you're there? You ever been there? No, I've never been there lately. all right. Well, here's a little story about global. Here's a little positive news. Maybe this can help you sleep. Methane-eating bacteria discovered deep beneath Antarctica. Ice sheet could be curbing global warming. Could be curbing the actual global warming.
I don't understand a word you just said.
So there's a. Go ahead, say it again.
Well, yeah, I know it's all scientific stuff. Methane.
We're just not that bright.
Methane-eating bacteria.
Yes.
So this is a gas.
No, it's a bacteria that's eating methane.
It's a methane-eating bacteria. All right, so it's a bacteria
that's eating methane.
That's its goal. It eats it all up.
And they're so farting like crazy.
It's going to cure.
Imagine what they produce.
Correct.
Oh my God, maybe we should sell it.
Right.
So maybe we could take the methane that the bacteria eats and then produce the shit. It's discovered deep beneath the Antarctic ice sheet, and could be and it actually could be curbing global warming. As the ice melts, some of this shit breaks out, and the Earth has its own natural healing system.
See, the bacteria is killing all the methane.
So what's going to happen is scientists are going to get this bacteria, and they're going to mass produce it, and then it's going to do too much, and then it's going to fucking super reverse global warming, and it's going to be the next ice age.
Well, some scientists
say we're going to have a movie plot.
Some people say we're going to have a night. Well, that's what that day after was.
I'm going
right?
to Burlington Coat Factory right after the show. You guys need a winter coat?
Hey, if you're going to buy a stock.
I don't have.
They don't have any right now. I went to get a coat. They don't have any.
You're kidding me.
I got to go get a suit. I donated four of my old suits to a men's warehouse.
To eight people. Oh boy. Quick, write that down.
I don't need to.
Yeah, you...
So I
thank
was,
you.
That was
holy
really good.
Fuck, that so was fast. I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right, so I donated.
Good night, everyone.
I donated four of my suits.
Yes.
To men's warehouse.
Oh, you did the swap thing. Awesome. No, they had that deal last week.
Can I fucking talk, you fucking Bojangle motherfucker? Can I speak?
You're reminding me.
Are you a fucking machine? Do I have to pull a string to shut you up?
No, I'm reminding me of the
25 discount. Well, calm the fuck down. It's like you're like a kid at Disney World.
No, that's awesome that you did that.
You got a joke and you're all happy or fucking gleeful. Like, I can't believe someone's laughing.
Shut your hole. So go ahead.
So in Men's Warehouse, if you donated suits, they give it to people coming back in the military that don't have the money to buy suits.
Brilliant.
I'm like, I don't know if anybody in the military is going to fit in my fat ass dimensions. But they give you 50% off. So I got a couple weeks.
They have some lesbians in the military.
I got probably good fit. So I get 50% off. So I'm going to go get a new suit. I haven't bought a new suit in a while because I haven't really had the purpose of wearing one anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like actually now worried about making sure I want to fit. I want to, go in there and say, what was that waist?
Right.
I did weigh myself in Publix, though, so I lost a little weight. So
in the meat department? In the back? Hey, do you mind taking me in the back?
Can you mind just hooking me up on that fucking hook?
I got to tell you something. This guy worked at Clear Channel. I won't tell you his name. Is Jeff High. Jeff was sick, and he literally had a heart attack. They took him to the hospital. We went to fucking... Memorial West,
right,
and down south. They couldn't weigh him. They had to take him to the loading dock, and they actually have a big fucking scale, because when they get like supplies and shit, that the weight, they had to weigh him on the loading dock scale because he's so fucking fat. He weighed like over 340.
Really?
I swear to God, it was so funny.
I think we should have just stayed with the meat hook.
Yeah.
All right.
I couldn't believe it, man.
Hey, you're like this. This is a pretty cool thing. I don't know if you saw the story. I actually teased it yesterday. We didn't get to it, but Special Forces test out the Boba Fett combat helmet.
What?
Yeah. Google your Boba Fett combat helmet.
How do you spell it?
B-O-B-A-F-E-T-T, Boba Fett, for those aren't Star Wars geeks. Matter of fact, I got a Star Wars t-shirt on.
Oh, cool.
I'm in my Star Wars mode.
You're in a hatred mode today.
No, I want to get off this earth. That's my point. I'm ready to move on.
Why don't you volunteer to be one of these, you know, astronauts or something? Go to
to Mars.
Yeah.
Special Forces test out Boba Fett combat helmet.
Hmm. Boba Fett.
SAS soldiers, which are like the elite forces for the British, are trying out Star Wars-style bulletproof helmets in the war against terror. These are the equivalent of the Navy SEALs. The high-tech gear dubbed by Boba Fett helmet after the hit movie's infamous Bounty Hunter. I love Boba Fett. That was the first and only Star Wars helmet or action figure. It picks up signals from other people through friend or foe vision and is air conditioned to protect against heat and gases. Fuck, I need him right now.
You're not kidding.
I need a Boba Fett helmet to walk to my car.
You're selling them at 7-Eleven?
Troops benefit from GPS system that projects maps onto the visor.
Wow, so it has like a HUD display.
And its super strong plates can deflect gunshots and protects against shrapnel, blast, and fire. And the occasional squirter. The creators of the DevTac Ronin Kevlar level, whatever the fuck that is, IIIAA tactical ballistic helmet claim it literally is bulletproof. But nobody will wear it and somebody shoot it.
Well, this looks really cool.
So, not a bad little piece of equipment.
It's a bulletproof mask. Wow.
Right? Pretty
it's only,
cool.
It's only, it's 2060.
How much is it?
There's a non-bulletproof version for $725. $2,000.
Yeah.
$2,060.
You can buy them?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Let's get some.
Yeah, with the low for the show. The show
and
logo
you can
on.
Customize them. You can put whatever you want on the face.
And you know what we're going to do? Wake up late with Dougie show.
Listen,
on.
We're going to go Nazi hunting. People worried about where I stand.
What?
You know, people worry about where I stand. And I'm going to donate. You know, I'm getting in shape. I don't know if you guys noticed. I got my boxing gloves. I'm going to start hitting the bag again.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious.
Don't call her that. She's a nice woman.
No, I thought I was going to hit. I'm going to hit the heavy bag. I was going to get an ounce instead of a half an ounce or a quarter.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a big ounce. But I'm going to get back into that, dude, because it's getting down to that, fellas.
Uh-huh.
Right at there was a story off the Hook Comedy Club this weekend. Gary Owen was the headliner. Did you hear this story?
No. What happened?
Gary Owen, white comic that's married to a black woman. He was actually at a BET show that our good friend Gene Harding was on, who opened it for him. Whatever, still going on, but he was on that show. Was at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, and then he had made a Trump joke. And somebody from the audience, who later admitted that he was intoxicated, which was his excuse for acting like a complete racist fucking idiot.
That's terrible, man.
Like, shit went down, and then I guess he had sent something to Gary's Facebook or something like a message.
You see?
That with the N-word in there and everything after. And he was then fired from his company and his wife. So you go to a comedy show and you're a heckler, and then you take it further and make it personal, and you send somebody a message, and you do all, now the guy is out of work.
Oh, my God.
And you're labeled a racist.
What a jerk.
His wife left him, too?
Racist is going to be the new communist.
The new black.
Racist is going to be the new communist.
Is it?
Right? I mean,
I think so.
I think that's the new witch hunt. Let's do it. So now the real question is who's going to determine who's racist and who isn't?
The racists.
I just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it.
A racist.
Like, you could, like, my post that I made the other day about protesters and anti-protesters was somehow racist. It had nothing to do with fucking race. It had to do with opposing sides protesting one another.
Right.
And getting in front of each other and confronting each other. You could take it back over the last 100 years and use my same comment. And it'll stand true as a truthful comment that the protester and the anti-protester is full of hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're feeling right then. It's justifiable, unjustifiable, who the fuck cares? But everybody's hating right now. We're a society, not only are we hating, but we're judging while we're hating.
Right.
And we're judging and we're hating and we're judging. Fuck.
We are. Why can't we just
Here's
get
a guy, by the way.
Who?
Here's my fucking proof.
Where?
Of why we're hating.
Why?
You got a brother?
Yeah.
Peter, you have a brother?
I don't talk to him. He's an asshole.
All right, I have brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I have siblings. But let me just tell you how angry people are. Man hit brother with bat over tacos.
What? They must have been some good tacos.
Damn, I want to hit somebody for them.
You know?
On August 11th, incensed that he would have to share Taco Bell tacos with his brother, who brought the takeout food home, an Alabama man grabbed a baseball bat and struck his sibling in the head.
No.
So the guy brings the tacos home. And he's not expecting the guy. I think that's a, right? If somebody brings food, you're hoping that you're getting some. What do you think? Why are you getting it all? Or unless he said, hey, man, if you stop, can you pick me up something at Taco Bell?
So he didn't bring the other guy Taco Bell.
According to cops, the victim said that he went last night to a Taco Bell near his residence in Athens, a city 35 miles west of Huntsville. The man said he brought my brother back some food and the food for myself. I had a soft drink and he had water. But when Tyler Terrell Dukes, the victim's 19-year-old brother, realized that he would have to share the tacos, he became irate. Dukes was also angry about not getting a soft drink for himself.
A soft drink. What a jerk.
What the fuck, man? Didn't I tell you give me the soda?
I wanted a soft drink.
And a straw. You gotta give me a straw, man. Is he a Nigel?
Dukes, cops alleged, produced a baseball bat and struck his brother in the back and the head.
Oh, God.
So he hit him in the back.
And the head.
Over some tacos.
I wonder which one was first.
Yeah.
If you hit somebody in the back and then the head.
Did he survive, this kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want to play baseball, though.
No.
Oh.
He's giving up the game.
Or ever eat tacos again.
Yeah. I think, hey, fuck it, man. Give me some Chinese.
Yeah.
He was subsequently transported ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Mm. When asked about the location of the bat, Dukes retrieved it from the building and handed it over to the police. He was charged with second-degree assault, carrying a maximum of 10 years.
Wow.
It's a long time for hitting somebody, your brother, with a bat.
Well, that's a maximum, and if he's got a first offender, they'll give him nothing.
Imagine if he hit his sister with a pogo stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, we got to... Hey.
What a piece of shit that
right? is. Right? It's an anger issue, man. You're going to get mad because you don't fucking, you know, didn't get me the right food? Just saying. Anyway, that's all we have time for here today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I urge all my listeners and everybody watching,
both
whatever.
You.
Yeah. Just me, I think, at this point. But, you know, lighten up. Let's, you know, take a break. You know what I mean?
Stop being so sensitive.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's cool.
Everything's cool.
Food's not expensive.
Gasoline's cheap.
Employment should be good. Everybody should be working. Based on the numbers, 4.something%. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be a lot of people out of work and pissed off.
Yep.
I mean, think about what you're getting pissed off at.
I don't know.
What the fuck? I'm just saying. Fuck up.
What about not getting laid?
Yeah.
That's a good reason to be angry.
You know how I quit drinking for like 90 days?
Now that, how do you feel about that?
I think I'm going to give Facebook a 90 day.
Did you quit drinking still? No.
I drank a little bit. I take at least a few days before I drink.
So you didn't give up for 90 days.
I 90
some, minutes.
Yeah.
I'm in a 12-step program.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show. And don't forget Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be your host. Trey Maddox is there as a special guest. Co-headliners, Francisco Duran, otherwise known as Cisco, and of course, Jarvis Jackson will be your co-headliners. Other than that, I'm going to be at Vasani's in Port Charlotte next week, Wednesday through Saturday. It's a great room. Come and see us. And other than that, follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And of course, follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. Elgin?
At Elgin David Comic.
Peter Leonard.
The Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook. Thank you.
As if you wouldn't have heard already. Anyway, guys, thanks again. Tomorrow in the studio, we'll have Cisco and Jarvis Jackson in the studio to talk about comedy and hopefully not hate. See you guys tomorrow at the same spot.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they lay.
not the sun. You're not the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Yeah.